بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers, elders and sisters, Alhamdulillah, as we're nearing the Khatam of the Quran, it's also a Mubarak time where du'as are accepted. And so, inshallah, a person should prepare for that time, as in Ramadan, we get it only once. And a person should make niyyah, inshallah ta'ala, that from that dua, ya Allah, whatever hajat I have. Imam Nawawi, rahmatullahi alayhi, he brings a narration which shows that the time of the khatam, 4,000 angels also make dua at the time of khatam to say ameen to everyone's duas. So it's a very mubarak time. So I recommend everyone, inshallah, to prepare yourself, right? It's a time, mashallah, where a person can, alhamdulillah, really connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and really feel the spiritual barakah come down, you know, that granted to all of us, inshallah. The Jews that we're on today, the Jews number 28, and I actually had a very beautiful dua that I want to cover today, which is a dua, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. It's a very important dua, and I want to, inshallah, cover it. It actually talks first and foremost about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He praises the Sahaba beautifully. Allah Azza talks about the Sahaba who go out with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as you and I know, subhanAllah, the Sahaba went through such difficulties for Islam, such hardships for Islam. And I mentioned the hardships because unfortunately today, everyone looking for some weird vibes. You know, I told you the spiritual vibes, right? They want to make Taraweeh into this type of experience, which is like a psychedelic experience, right? A hypnotic experience. What word do you want me to use? A smoking experience. They're like, oh, I feel the khushu'a, you know? I feel the khushu'a. They don't even know the meaning, what the ma'na of khushu'a is. Yet, subhanAllah, khushu'a is a trembling, right? It starts off in the heart, right? And when the heart starts to tremble, right, it doesn't move anymore. It's still as. And then what happens? Because of the stillness of the heart, because it's so much in awe and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, afterwards the limbs don't move anymore too, right? So I'll give you an example. You get caught, you're driving 60 miles an hour coming to Fajr Jamaat in the morning, and the police officer from behind snatches you. Oh, what khushu'a you have at that moment. Right? So then the stillness of the heart generates tears in the eyes. The stillness of the heart generates tears in the eyes. A person starts to cry out of tremendous fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what khushu'a is. Right? But unfortunately today, people think khushu'a is, oh, he had beautiful tilawa. Oh, the mic, the reverb. Oh man, subhanAllah. Like, there's none of this will generate khushu'a. For khushu'a is that a person recognizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, and then subhanAllah, he just engaged with Allah azza wa jalla. So keeping this in mind, the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, when you ask them, you know, you must have thought like they must have been having the most khushu'a. You know, like, oh, what a great experience they've been having, you know, what a lovely experience. Well, one of the companions, the tabi'een, came to the Sahaba and said to Huzaifa radhiyallahu anhu, said, oh Huzaifa, if we would, you know, you were with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every jung, every battle, every walk, every step, you were with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we were with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we would have carried him on our shoulders and walked with him everywhere. And Hudhayfa said, don't say that. You don't know what we had to go through. What difficulties we had to endure for Islam. We were in the trenches with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We were in the trenches where we had no food to eat. We had barely enough dates for everyone. And we were all tying stones to our stomachs. Nabi Muhammad SAW himself was tying two stones to his stomachs. This is the hardship people went through Islam. Allah Ta'ala praises Sahaba because they went through hardships. Anyone can worship Allah when it's easy, brothers of Islam. Anyone can worship Allah when it's easy. When it becomes difficult, then we're going to see, فَلَا يَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَا يَعْلَمَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah will see who's the truthful ones and who's the liars. This is what it is. Sometimes, and this is the thing, Ramadan, I imagine, subhanAllah, I used to think that the summertime was a very long time for fasting. Yet subhanAllah, I felt like there was more barakah in the summer than it is for the winter because I keep getting sick every other day. Allahu Akbar. Is it not the case? SubhanAllah. The day seems so short. There's not enough dhikr you can do, not enough Quran you can do. SubhanAllah. You know, Allahu Akbar. This is an insan, right? Mankind, they always complain about everything. They're not realizing that the time they were in was good for them. SubhanAllah. May Allah give us understanding. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, for the poor muhajirin. The muhajirin are the sahaba from Makkah, muhajir, right? They were taken out from their homes and taken out from their wealth. Yabatagun, why were they expelled from their homes? Why were they taken out from their wealth? Yabatagun fadlan min Allah. They desired a grace from Allah Ta'ala. وَرِضْوَانًا, and they desire Allah's pleasure. I ask you all, my brothers and sisters, if the command came to make hijrah and leave everything that you have, who could actually do such a thing? It's a very difficult hukum. We don't want to belittle it. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, those muhajireen that were told to leave the environs, the areas of Makkah, to go out to make hijrah, mubarak effort. And what were they doing it for? يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. They wanted Allah's grace and Allah's pleasure. That's what they're looking for. وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and they said, if we can help Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will help Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if we have to leave our homes. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. Allah says, those are the ones who are truthful. Those are the truthful sadiqeen. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ, Allah Ta'ala praise muhajirin. And Ansar are like, ya Allah, what about us? وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ, and the ones who prepare their homes and prepare their iman. Allah Ta'ala said, they prepare their homes to invite the sahaba to come to, the muhajirin to come to. And Allah said they prepared to iman, because you need iman to do this. If I had to tell you, subhanAllah, Ma Shakil is coming to your house for 3 years. I get it, but like, come on, like, you know, he doesn't have a home right now. Oh, no, I still, you know, like, we all, everyone has a push to shove, right? If a muhajir came, a person making hijrah comes, he needs a place to stay. You don't only have to accommodate your home, you have to accommodate your iman too. Allah said that iman was accommodated, they made sure the iman was ready. So in every way they were ready. Min qablihim. They, and not even on a low level. You have to understand the capacity of Ansar. This is not the time. I need to get to the dua. Min qablihim yuhibbuna man hajar ilayhim. They loved the people that were making hijra to them. They never met these sahaba, the muhajirin. They never met Abu Bakr or Umar or Uthman or Ali radhiyallahu anhum. They never met any of them. But they loved them because they heard that they were coming to them. And they didn't have any inkling, any feeling in their heart for what they had, any need of whatever they had anymore. What does this mean? It means that when the Ansar came, they said to Ya Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, if you will, if you wish, we'll give them all of our property. Is it Ya Rasulullah? If you want, we'll give all the muhajirin all our property. We'll go and work and we'll work again and we'll develop our properties again. But give them everything, Ya Rasulullah. Another Sahabi came to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, can I give him half of my property? You know, another one who was Abdurrahman bin Aws, because the Prophet made brotherhood, right? Mu'akhat. He made brotherhood between Sahaba. So he put Abdurrahman with this, I think his name was Rabi'. And so then he said, Rabi' loved Abdurrahman. I don't know how. وَيُؤْثِرُ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ. He preferred him over himself. He said, Abdurrahman, I love you so much for the sake of Allah. You are my brother now. Take half my money, take half my property, take one of my wives too, why not? Ajib people they were, ajib people. Abdurrahman said, Jazakumullah khairan, brother. Just point me to the market. I'll take care of myself. The next day, Abdurrahman gets married, mashallah. He invites, he gets married. How do we know he got married? How do you know he had such money? He got married and he had, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at him and said, Abdurrahman, you have like a colored perfume on you. Anakaht, did you marry last night? He's like, yeah, I got married, mashallah. And then he's like, Rasulullah, imagine this, subhanAllah, we were invited, right? La hawla wa quwwata billah, right? We're like, Astaghfirullah, how you not invite me? You know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Awalimt, did you make walima yet? He said, no. He said, awalim, make a walima now. You know, this is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching us, keep your ego in check. Allah forgive. SubhanAllah. Even Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he had more right to any da'wat. Allahu Akbar. So having said that, the Sahaba radiyallahu would be these people that loved each other more than anyone else, right? Walau kana bihim khassasa, even when they had need. The final thing I'll mention just really quick about them. Abdurrahman, Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu narrates. He said that the Sahaba were such people. He said, one time we gifted the head of the goat. I think I mentioned this one time. The head of the goat is the most delicious part for the Arab. They love the head part, right? So they would want that for themselves, but the Sahaba would give it to the next family. And then that family would love it so much, say, oh, this is such a good piece. I think so-and-so Abdullah would like it. So then he would give it too. And that person would say, oh, what a beautiful piece we got. Give it to thing. And so they give it to everyone. It goes around seven families. Abdullah bin Umar said, it comes back to our family at the end. Because everyone just keeps giving it to someone else. These are Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. I can't describe them enough. These are amazing people. Would you not want to be with them? وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ, those who come after them, يَقُولُونَ, Allah that says, for you and everyone, till Qiyamah, who wants to be with Sahaba, who wishes they can join with Sahaba, who love the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, يَقُولُونَ, they will say, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا, Allah forgive us, وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ, and Allah forgive those who came before us with Iman. Who had iman. What this dua is for is that people ask, what is the dua in the Quran for the people who passed away? This is the dua in the Quran for those who passed away. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا, Allah forgive us, وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ, and Allah to forgive all the people before us who preceded us in iman. You're making dua for all, not just for the Sahabatul Kiram, not for just the Tabi'een, not for just Imam Abu Hanifa and Malik and Ahmad bin Hanbal and Shafi'i, etc. You're making dua For the followers of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the followers of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the followers of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. This dua is so profound. You're making dua for all the people sabakuna min iman. In your dua, you're including the magicians who accepted Islam in the time of Musa alayhi salam. In this dua, you're considering Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, radiallahu anha. In this dua, you have so many people who are included, mashallah. What is the reward of this dua? Rasulullah said, hadith of Tirmizi, good hadith. Nabi said, for every Muslim you make dua for who passed away, you get an ajr, a nik, a thawab for every person you made dua for. Now, subhanAllah, from this dua, you made dua for trillions of Muslims. Trillions of Muslims. You're going to get so much ajr, subhanAllah. The next part of the dua is very beautiful too. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَوْفٌ رَحِيمٌ. This is the mother-in-law dua. This is the mother-in-law dua. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا Allah, do not make in our hearts غِلًّا, any hatred for those who believe. Okay? Why do you need this? Because what happens? Even after a person dies, sometimes we hold on to grudge. Sometimes we hold on to a grudge even after a person dies. So this dua has been made in a way that when you think about a person who passed away, you say, Allah, don't make any hatred in my heart for them anymore. They passed away. What else do I have to do with them now? Leave them alone, right? It's the same thing I was saying about the mother-in-law dua, right? Unnecessarily, we're getting angry about something. I don't know what it is, right? So mashallah, you should go and teach your mother-in-law this dua. Say that, you know, please, I don't know what you guys call your mother-in-law, right? We call her ammu, right? We say, please, don't be mad. This is also a daughter-in-law, right? Unnecessarily, we're having ghil, we're having hatred for people. What is this hatred? Ghil is something in Arabic, it's something that grabs you by the neck. It's a chain, right? Aghlal in Arabic, right? It's to grab you by the neck. This type of anger, it's like right here. This is the type of anger. This is ghil, right? This is what happens, right? When you see someone you don't like, right? Oh my God. I hate this girl, you know, like, subhanAllah, right? This is the feeling. You don't want that. Why don't you want that? Because you're not going to enter Jannah with that. I say it straight, brothers and sisters in Islam. Hadith of Rasulullah, we read it today. Nabi Sallallahu said, every mu'min, every Muslim in Tabarani, right? Every Muslim is forgiven on Mondays and Thursdays. Whoever seeks forgiveness. It says that whoever makes tawbah will be forgiven. Whoever makes maghfirah, Allah will give him maghfirah. Illa, except for the gha'in, except for the people that have hatred for one another. What are they supposed to do? They need to settle. Allah that tells the malaika, don't write forgiveness for them until they settle with each other. My brothers in Islam, we're not going to enter Jannah with this ghil. You must remove it from your hearts. That's what it is. You need help to remove it. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَوْفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Wallahi, brothers in Islam, I love you all for the sake of Allah. And never once, mashallah, I make dua to Allah to keep my heart like this at all times. But I always think about a Muslim brother, I think, Ya Allah gave him kalima. How could I not love you now? People say, look at borders and nationality. I said, listen, he said, La ilaha illallah, he's my brother now. What can I do? I love him to death, subhanAllah, really. You know, subhanAllah, we should be like that. We should be people who can take bullets for one another. Right? This is what I was telling people the other day, that people will come up and say, Mullah, you did this wrong, this wrong, this wrong. I said, if I did wrong, please forgive me. What else can I do? Mitu insano. Right? I'm only human being, right? We have to ask for each other for forgiveness. That's it. I'm not an angel. I'm not perfect, right? If a wife makes a mistake, I forgive. If I make a mistake, she forgives us. How else is the marriage supposed to function? SubhanAllah. Right? Remind each other that, look, you're going to make mistakes. This is a dunya. Ask each other for forgiveness and just keep moving forward, inshallah. I don't want to see anyone, the judgment that everyone has anything against me. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah said, when someone came up to me and said, Hazrat, I'm so sorry, I did ghibat of you. He said, don't worry, I forgive all the ghibat to the qiyamah for me. Don't worry about that. He said, I don't want anyone in the day of judgment to have any burden because of me. Allah, what great awliya we had in this ummah. May Allah make us like these people, inshallah, and allow this dua to really permeate and really penetrate our hearts, inshallah. It's ayah number 10, if you want, in Surah Hashr, ayah number 10.